Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are in the fourth parak here of Beseches Kilayim Parak Karachas HaKerem. As we know, a couple of days ago, we started the world of Kilay HaKerem. We had Kilay Zerayim, the first three prakim, and now we are in the second topic in Kilayim. Even though the other ones have come up here and there along the way, we had, if you remember back in the first parak, we had one line of Kilay Behema, about what the source is for Kilayim. Is there Kilay Behema by fish? We spoke about it a little bit, and by birds, what the marker for that is. Chukim Shechakakti L'chakvar. But now we're into Kilay HaKerem. And we're discussing, we're on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amabez. We're discussing the Shita of Beishamai. Beishamai Beisil, if you remember, had two machlokos in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Machlokos about Karachas HaKerem, literally the bald spot, the clearing in the area of the Kerem, and Machol HaKerem. The Machol HaKerem, which was the literally the circle around, the perimeter around the vineyard. We said the Lashon Machol is from the Lashon of dancing, because when you dance, you make a circle around. That was the language that the Mefarshim on Mishnayos, the Rav Bartanura, quoted the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. That's the language of Machol HaKerem. So how much space is needed for that? So we had a Machlokas, Vishnah Vesila, by Karachas, and by Machol. So the Gemara, on the middle of Lama Vama Beis yesterday, gave a different shot to what we had thought for the Shita of Beis Shammai. And the suggestion was that maybe Beis Shammai argues on the fundamentals that we have said numerous times, and that is a Kerem always needs four Amos away for the Avodas HaKerem, while one vine, one Geffen, needs six Tvachim away. Six Tvachim. So maybe Beis Shammai argues on that. Right? Why? Because why does Beis Shammai require, for Karachas HaKerem, why does Beis Shammai require 24 Amos? 24 Amos. So the Gemara's suggestion, maybe because he says the Avodas HaKerem, the area required surrounding it, is 8 Amos, not just 4 Amos. So therefore, if you have an area in the middle of a Kerem, so you need 24 Amos in there. Why? 8 Amos connected to one Kerem on one side, 8 Amos on the other side, that's 16, and then 8 Amos in the middle, that's what you're allowed to plant in. Why? Because each side of those 8, each half of that 8 is connected in proximity to each side. So each one is 4 Amos, each 4 Amos is significant by itself, and that's the minimum amount of area that you need. That's why it's 24. Again, because Beis Shammai says 8 Amos is the Avodas HaKerem and not 4 Amos. So now the Gemara is dealing with that suggestion. The Gemara first quoted the Mishnah later on. We did this yesterday. The Mishnah quoted the Gemara quoted the Mishnah later on discussed on Daf Mem Hazorea Arba Amos Sheva Kerem. If somebody plants, how many rows are asered? One row or two rows? Beis Shammai says even one row is asered. We mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday that this is an example of a kula Beis Shammai, but it's not really a kula Beis Shammai. It's a kula Beis Shammai because it flows from the chumra of Beis Shammai. Why? Beis Shammai says even one row is considered a vineyard. Even one row of vines can be a whole kerem. Beis Shammai says no. Beis Shammai says you need at least two rows. Two rows, which we'll see B'Hashem later today, with five vines in it, like three and two next to each other. Beis Shammai says even one. But because of that chumrah, that Beis Shammai says even one, so then when the kerem is asered, how much of the kerem becomes ne'asar, becomes kados? So Beis Shammai says the kerem. So what's the kerem? Even one row. So there, Beis Shammai says even one row is going to be asered. While Beis Hillel says, no, it has to be at least two rows, because only two rows makes up a kerem. That's a kula, that's a chumra that flows from the kula ikr shita of Beis Shammai. But either way, in that Mishnah, the language was four Amos Sheva Kerem. Right? So doesn't that undo the suggestion that Beis Shammai holds? Eight, so the Gemara says, no, maybe only says four because of Beis Hillel Shita there. But really, Beis Shammai in Achinami would require 8. Okay, so we answer that and we go on to the next question. Veha, second to last line. Veha de Taninan. But we also learned in another Mishnah. Veha de Taninan, the Mishnah later on Daf Nun Gimel, Veha de Taninan, Ezeo Aris. What is an aris hanotei ashur shel chamesh vanim? ... So you have to know the ... to understand this question. So if you look later on Daf Nun Gimel, it's Perek Ezeo Aris. That's the name of a Perek. That not as famous as some of the other Prakim in Shas, but Perek Ezehu Aris, the Mishnah starts off by discussing a row of vines that is supported on a fence or on a wall. So we just said that, according to Beis Hillel, if you have one row of vines, that can never be called a vineyard. That can never be called a kerem. Beis Hillel says even one can be called a kerem. Beis Hillel says it requires at least two. Unless the vine is not going on the floor, but it's going, it's raised up. It's raised up on some type of support, some type of wall. So then even Beis Hillel would say one is enough, because that gives it significance when it is raised up on some type of support. And even one could be called a kerem. That's what this Mishnah says. Ezehu aris. What is an aris? Which is a raised up vines on the wall. Hanotea shura shel chamish kefanim b'tzad hageder. If I plant five vines right next to a fence and I support it, shehu gavoa asara tfachim. Oh, that's at least a 10 tfachim high wall. O b'tzad chiritz shehu amok asara, or next to a depth, a ditch that is 10 deep. V'rachav arba. So if I have that, so then that's called a kerem by itself if it's raised up. And what does the Mishnah say? Nostin lo avodaso arba amos. So you have to have four amos away from that, even though it's only one row. You have to have four amos away from that because it's significant. It's called a kerem. Where do you measure the four amos from? Right? You have these vines planted next to the wall, and then the vines go up on top of the wall, supported by the wall. So where do you measure the four from? That's a machlokas there, Beishamai and Beis Hillel. Beishami Omrim, on here, on Nun Gimel Beis. Beishami Omrim, Modedin Arba Amos Me Iker Kfanim. You measure it from the base of the vines. Ulasade. Beishil Omrim, and I get Ulasade. Okay, there's a machlokas there, and we don't have to understand that machlokas right now. But what's important is, Beishami and Beis Hillel are both in that Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, how far do you have to go away from the Kerem? Four Amos! So again, we're back to the Kasha. Our Gemara is suggesting that Beishamai says 8 amos is the avodas hakerem, right? That's the minimum amount. But that Mishnah, which has Beishamai in it, talks about 4 amos. So again, we're back to the question that we asked before. How could the Gemara here suggest 8 amos when that Mishnah says 4 amos, and it seems to be even according to Beishamai? Answers the Gemara, Shanyahi, that case is different. That case is different based on what Reish Lakish says. Damar Reish Ben Lakish. Because Reish Lakish there, the Gemara there asks a question on Beis Shammai. And Reish Lakish gives this answer. But this answer is also going to help us out here. What was the question on Beis Shammai? Well, we just said that Beis Shammai says one row of vines is a vineyard, even without being raised up. Even without the wall. Just one row. That we said, well, that's how we started off this year today. Beis Hillel says you need two rows. Beis Shammai says you need one row. So, why does that Mishnah have to even mention Beis Shammai? Because according to Beis Shammai, even if it's not raised up, it's going to be called the Kerem. So what's the Chiddush of Beis Shammai that if it's raised up on the wall, it's called the Kerem? That's obvious, even if it's not raised up. That was the question of the Gemara over there. So Reish Lakish there answers that question, and again, it's going to be helpful for us too. Shan Yehi, Da'amar Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, Ba'aris Hameukam Shanu. There is talking about a crooked aris. Because it's crooked, two of them are ki'ilu swallowed up. Imagine, next to a wall, you don't have five vines in a row, all in one line. But you have three in one line, and a little further out, you have two in a line. So they're not all straight. Even Beis Shammai, who says that one row could be a whole vineyard, is only if they're in a row. If they're all straight in a row, then Beis Shammai would say, oh, that's enough, that's called a vineyard, and that's good. But even Beis Shammai would agree that if they're literally crooked, if you have three in a row and then two further out, so then, but it's not nechshav, they're not large enough and separated enough to be a kerem itself, so even Beis Shammai would say that that's not a vineyard. So even Beis Shammai would require the wall in order for it to be raised up to be an aris to be considered a kerem. So in that case, Beis Shammai would say if it was on the floor, it would not be a kerem, and only because it's on the wall, it is a kerem. So that is why the Gemara assumes. The Gemara could say that just like if it was on the wall, you see that's a more makel case. That's a more makel case, because if it was on the floor, it wouldn't be a kerem only because it's on the wall. So too, Beis Shammai would only require four in that case. Because it's not as serious of a kerem, because after all, if it was on the floor, it wouldn't be called a kerem. So that is why, just like Reish Lakish explains the question over there, to explain why Beis Shammai would require the wall, so too here, even if Beis Shammai would normally require 8 amos away from the vineyard, but here, 4 amos would be enough. So that's how we answer the question for Beis Shammai. Okay, now we continue. Ezuhi machol hakerem. So remember the Mishnah said that what's the machol hakerem? The machol is where you have a vineyard next to a wall. So how much could you plant in the space between the vineyard and the wall? That's the machol hakerem. So the Gemara says, lo sof davar geder. Not only does this halacha that requires you to have, remember how much area? What was the area? Hillel said 12. Beis Shammai said 16. Beis Hillel said 12 amos. 12 amos between the wall and the kerem. Why? Because 4 amos for the vine. I'm sorry, 4 amos for the kerem and 4 amos for the fence. And then in between, yeah, 4 amos to plant. Right, that was Beis Hillel Shita, that you need 12 amos between the kerem and the wall. So the Gemara says, what type of wall? What type of wall are we talking about? Lo sof davar geder. Not only geder, which means a geder of avanim, of stones. A stone wall, you understand why you can't plant seeds right next to it. Because those seeds are then going to make the ground soft. You're going to have to work that dirt. And then the foundations of that stone wall are going to get loose. And therefore, you don't want to plant anywhere near there. So for sure, if there's a stone wall, you have to leave the space of 4 amos away from it that you're not going to plant there. So you can't count that area for Zeria next to the kerem. So, but the Gemara says, not only the gather of Avanim, Ela afilu asapasin. Even if you have thin, not heavy, very light pieces of wood, and you put the wood on top of each other, make a little wall with wood, even though the svara of requiring 4 amos doesn't really fit, doesn't matter. Once Chazal made the rule, 4 amos away, it doesn't matter what kind of wall you have. Afilu pasin, even if you have wooden boards, im ein bein pas l'chaveiru shlosha tvachim, if you don't have 3 tvachim between the boards, right, so they're looked at as connected to each other, that's called, right, the Pnei Moshe, Lavud, the kol pachas b'shlosha k'lavudami, it's called lavud, it's called connected to each other, so the nido together, right, even if you have a couple of wooden boards standing up, as long as you don't have 3 tvachim between them, so then that's considered a wall, and you would need 4 amos away, right, not only the stone wall, but even by these wooden boards. Afilu kama, even if you have standing grain, even if you have standing grain as a wall, v'afilu kashin, afilu just a standing straw, it's, even if that's all you have, a very weak, inferior type of wall, we still say this is the halacha. Because even if the reason doesn't apply, but still, this is going to be the halacha, what Chazal like to call, what we call, lo plug, right? What Chazal made a law, then even if the reason might not apply in this case, we still make a takana across the board. Because Chazal institute rules for all cases, right? Not for even if a specific case might not apply. Just like Chazal wouldn't institute a law just for a specific case. It's kind of the opposite of a low plug. Low plug means it applies in all cases, even in unusual cases. The flip side of that is that Chazal would not institute rules for unusual cases. For unusual cases, because Chazal were interested in the general. Right? There's a Rashi at the beginning of Maseches Beitza, where the Gemara says, Milsad lo shchicha lo gazer b'rabanan. That something that's unusual, Chazal wouldn't make a gzera. Rashi also there talks about in goes from gzera to gzera. You don't make a gzera to a gzera. So Rashi sounds like it's not just that they wouldn't, but that they couldn't. Right? Chazal, not that they wouldn't make a gzera to gzera, or that they wouldn't make a milsad l'shchicha, but that they couldn't. Their authority, based on lo sasur, and based on the asu mishmeris lo mishmarti, is that they have the authority to make rules for all of Klal Yisrael, general cases that come up all the time. But an unusual case that is so far-fetched, Chazal don't have the authority to make such a rule. Because Chazal are acting for Klal Yisrael. So for unusual cases, Chazal not just wouldn't, but couldn't. It also goes from zero to zero. Chazal have the power to make a mishmeris lumishmarti, but not a mishmeris to a mishmeris. Right? If something is only asr midrabanan, Chazal, not only that they wouldn't make a gzera mishum that, but that they couldn't make a gzera mishum that. That's a Rashi at the bottom of Beis Mabez in Maseches Beitza. The Gemara here uses the principle of lavud. right? The Pnei Moshe here quotes it. We're familiar with Lavud from Hilchos Sukkah. Hilchos Sukkah, that is where Lavud comes up. Most, there is a Chakira in the Sugya of Lavud that the Stipler has, that the Emek Bracha has, and that is, so we say Lavud, let's say in between two spaces and a wall, in between spaces and Tzchach, there's less than three Tfachim. So how do we understand that Halacha? That Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. Right? Do we say it's as if you stretch the two sides to close up the area? That's one way to view Lavud. You have a space, but it's less than three tefachim, so you view it as if the two sides are stretched to cover the space. Or do you say, no, you're not stretching, but you just look at that space as closed. Right? You don't have to stretch it, but that space is closed. Those are the two tzaddim, the Stipler in Sukkah, in the Kehilas Yaakov, in Simen Yud Gimel, he has these two understandings. Yesh lafarsho bebezo fanim. The Yesh lomar. The nidon kismuchin umichubarin. Shnei aksavos shebetokim otvachim. You look at it as if they are connected to each other. You take the two sides, you stretch them, and they fill in the gap. The Yesh lomar, no. Sheinyan lavud, the nidon kiilu haavir shebeintayim. Mimula v'sasum. The inside area is closed. Not that you stretch the two sides. But the inside area is closed. Shekachu alach Moshe b'Sinai. Tepachos migibol tfachim, nidon kisasum. Nidon kisasum. That's the two ways of understanding. L'may nafkamina, so they start with this, the Tosfos. Tosfos and Mesechah Sukkah and Daf Yud Zayin. Tosfos and Sukkah quotes that, what if somebody has schach pasul? For schach to posel an area, it has to be four tvachim. For airspace to posel an area, it has to be three tvachim. Those two problems don't combine with each other. Right? I remember I once saw a big rav in the middle of the summer, chazring Hilchos Sukkah. I said, it's a month of Rosh Hashanah. What are you chazring Hilchos Sukkah for? Right? The answer is, because he says, how many shilas come up on Rosh Hashanah? If you have a crack shofar, if you have a Yom Kippur, you know the shilas about how much you have to eat and the shiurim. But Sukkah, so many shilas, Sukkah, so many halachas about the Sukkah. So the Gemara says there, Daf Yud Zayin, that if you have schach pasul less than four tvachim, and airspace less than three tvachim next to each other, those are mitzarif to each other. Those two problems are mitzarif, mitzarfim zem ze lifsol, kivan de lo shavu shirai ladadi, because they're not similar. Tosfos there has the suffix. Tosfos Daf Yud Zayin, I'm reading from the Emek Bracha, right? Miyu, what if you have two tvachim of schach pasul, and two tvachim of schach pasul, and you have less than three tvachim of airspace in between. Right, in that case, you have schach pasul with lavud in between. Right, not the other case where you have less than four tvachim of schach pasul, and then less than three tvachim of airspace. What if you have two tvachim of schach pasul, less than three tvachim of airspace, and then another two tvachim of schach pasul? Tosfos as a suffix, if the two schach pasuls are mitzarif to each other, to now have, it's lavud, so you put it together, you have four tfachim of schach pasul, and now your area is ruined. In beis ikalisvuke, in beis schachin apsulin, mitzarfim ladala, lifsol asasuka, the shema, kiva da'avir mafsik beintayim lo mitzarfi. This air in between, so you don't have four tfachim next to each other of schach pasul, or, o shema, kiva de'ein ba'avir gimel mitzarfin. But, or maybe not, maybe because it's less than three, so then you say love it, and it's mistarif. That's the suffix of Tosfos. Look at the Rush. The Rush there says, no, the Rush says, ein lavud lahachmir. The language of the Rush. Ein lavud lahachmir. You're not gonna put love it together to mess you up. Right? Ein lavud lahachmir. Right? Love it can help you out. Right, if you're trying to make a wall for Sukkah or for Erevin, so then, you know, if it's less than three tvachim, you could, you know, have it considered to be a wall. But ein lavud, lahachmir, lavud's not gonna be, lachumra, which is a little difficult against Argamar. Because Argamar seems to be using lavud lahachmir. Because it's considered a wall, that's why you have limitations about how much you're allowed to plant there. But if it wouldn't be a wall, you could plant, you know, whatever you want up until there. So a little difficult for that. But suggest the Emek Bracha, suggest the Stipler, maybe the suffix of Tosfos is our Hakira. Do you consider as if the two sides are stretched and connected to each other? Or do you say, no, it's just the airspace is closed up. So if you say they're stretched and connected to each other, so now you have four tefachim of Pasul Schach, and therefore it's a problem. While if it's just filled in, okay, it's filled in, but it's not filled in with pasul schach. It's just filled in with imaginary closure of the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But it's not dafka filled in with pasul schach. Right, that's what the stipler says, and that's what the Emek Bracha says. I'll read the Emek Bracha. Ani zadi nira matzinu diika treidin elavud chada the kol pachos begimol nechshav kilu neschaber v'neschari v'davar. Right, they're close, they're connected. V'yodika din lavud anamar linyan mechitzas the pachos begimol havi kasasum umoil leinyan mechitza, and it helps with mechitza. And then he quotes the machlokes about whether there's lavud beemsa. Right, you got muchach tayim treidini to avade linyan din lavud an echshav kineskar ben eschaber amin lavud b'chol gavni. About the pligiu de linyan lavud an amar biyichud linyan mechitzas. Okay, he quotes. So this is the chakira of the achronim. There is a Reb Chaim in Hilchas Sukkah that the Chazon Yechezkel quotes this Reb Chaim and says, I don't understand this Reb Chaim. Usually he's tittering and shaking when he quotes Reb Chaim, but here he says, I just don't understand it. Reb Chaim quotes that the din of lavud is by walls. By walls is the din of lavud. That's what you say within three tvachim, is kilu connected to each other, or he doesn't get into that chakira. But when it comes to schach, he says when it comes to schach, that's not lavud. That's just a separate din of three tvachim of airspace, pasul. That's what Reb Chaim says. Aval b'schach, chasha, avir, shlosha, posa, basukah, whom he didn't shiurim. All the shiurim halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, kizayis and kibetza and ten tvachim, and three tvachim of airspace for schach. That's what he says. That's not lavud. That's a separate din. The hills of Gemira la shekoshu shlosha chashim makom b'fnei atzma uposel as asuka upachas bizeh eino posel afilu mibali din lavud. Even without the din of lavud, says the Chazon Yechezkel, dvarav niflu mimeni. I don't understand what his words are. Where do you get three tvachim from? That's not a separate din of schach. Hello, ilo halach la Moshe Mitzrayim. Sharmina lavud bepachad bishlosha. Hayavir pachad bishlosha. Cholik l'shnayim. Ubidiyad didonami. So the Chazon Yechezkel here in the second parak of Sukkah. Chazon Yechezkel, remember, Rav Chazal Abramsky, his commentary on the Tosefta. On the Tosefta. So there in the Chidushim in the second parak, he quotes that he doesn't understand this Reb Chaim. But this lavud, though, just the last point, lavud makes it to the list of the Rambam. We mentioned in the past that the Rambam lists off all the halachos Moshe Mitzrayim in his Akdamah to Pirshei Mishnayos, and he leaves off a lot of them. And there are the Achronim, the Chavos Yareh, as a whole tshuva. What happened to all the other halachos Moshe Mitzrayim that the Rambam didn't list? So some of them, the Netziv helps out. Some of them says, when the Gemara says, Hilchos Gemiri La, maybe the Rambam does not think that's a halachos Moshe Mitzrayim. That just means that's a Misorah. Going back, Rashi and Tosfos always say that means halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But Tosfos maybe, the Rambam maybe says that that just means Misora, Hilchos HaGemiri La. But there are a number of others that are left off, and that's a difficulty on the Rambam. But the Rambam, here in Hakdama Pirsha Mishnah, he has lavud. So that one is not a problem, right? He lists off, Chatzi lo Yeshem and Latoda, halacha, the 11 days between Nida and Nida, halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, good lavud v'dofen akuma. Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Shir and mechitzin, chatzitzin. Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Tfilin al klaf, mezuzah al duchsusta, sefer Torah agvil. Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. He lists off all the ones that he feels can look there to his list. There are others that didn't make it, but that's the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. So we just said that the wall that you have to separate from for the Mechol HaKerem is not just made of stone, but even made of wooden boards and even made of straw. Even made of straw. So interesting, what's with even made of straw? So, Asya Kidam Rabbi Chanina. So this reflects Rabbi Chanina Shita, who says, Ein ha iser na'asa mechitza lahatzil. We learned earlier in the Masechta that if you have a fence, so you're allowed to plant right up to the fence, on the two sides of the fence. The fence is mavdil. If you have a fence, if you have a stone wall, if you have a river, if you have a road. So a fence helps. But Rabbi Chanina says, a fence is not going to help if the fence itself is made up of something that would be kilayim with what you're trying to separate from. Right? Eino iser nasa mechitza lahatzil. An iser, which pashas means something that would be usser if you would plant it too close to what you're separating from, that can't create a kula. So the Gemara is mashma. Oh, so that type of material cannot create a kula to allow you to plant right next to it. But sovereign meimar, the rabbis thought to say ha'iser nasa mechitza le'yaser. But it can create a wall in order to be machmir to limit what you plant next to it. Meaning that's what we're trying to do here by the Mechol HaKerem. The Machal HaKerem is, again, when you have a kerem on one side and a wall on the other side, and you have minimum amount that you have to have beforehand. So if you have eight you need 12 amos. So even though that wall is made up of what would be kilayim with the kerem, that it still functions as a wall. And therefore, the limitations of the Machal HaKerem would apply to it also. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Zeh V'Chulu. So Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember in the Sefer of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, that's not what Machal HaKerem is. Rabbi Yehuda says, what we call Machal HaKerem, which means the circle around, that's called, what's that called? What is his lashon? Back to the Ein Zeh Ela Geder HaKerem. That's Geder HaKerem. What's Machol HaKerem? Machol HaKerem is between two kerems. Between two kerems. So now the Gemara says, one second. Between two kerems? So what is, but Rebbe Yehuda doesn't argue on the amounts. So Rebbe Yehuda says, no, that's Geder HaKerem. But Machol HaKerem is between two, and what are his shiurim? So it's less. It's less, right? He agrees to the shiurim of 16 of Beis Hillel. So one second. So according to Rebbe Yehuda, a Machol HaKerem, which is a between two kerems, that would only require 16, while if there was a clearing in the kerem, the Karachas HaKerem requires 24, requires even more, right? Because I'm sorry, Beis Hillel went from 12 to 16. 12 in Machol HaKerem and 16 in the Karachas. But the Gemara is about to ask, according to Rebbe Yehuda, what's the difference between Machol and Karachas? Karachas means you had a big kerem and the inside got destroyed. While Machol HaKerem is, you have two kerems next to each other. So why should two kerems next to each other need less space? Basically the same thing. So the Gemara says, Al-Daiter, Rabbi Yehuda, Ye'aseh, we add in the Yud. Ye'aseh ki betoch HaKerem, Ye'aseh b'sheishesrei. Why should it be any less? Right? It's the same thing, right? If you have a kerem that got a hole in the middle of it, and kerumim that surround an empty space, why should the kerumim around an empty space, why should that be any more makel? So the Gemara says, Amar Reb Yona, you're right. Really, it shouldn't be more makel. But what's our case talking about? Hadu detemar kishe'ein akrasim mechuvanim. If the trunks of the vines, like we said earlier, if the trunks of the vines aren't aligned exactly with each other, if you look in the Chaim Kanievsky, there's pictures, and if you look in the other Mepharshim, there's pictures. They're like three and two, but they're not lined up right next to each other. They're diagonally, right, the bottom picture. So there, that's why it's more makel. You're right, if it was exactly lined up, then Rabbi Yehuda would say there's no difference between a Machol HaKerem and a Karachas HaKerem. It's all a hole between a real vineyard, and you need 16. But because they're not exactly lined up, so 12 is enough. Avalam hayu across the mechuvanim osam b'sheishes rei. So then it would be aser 16. Good. Says the Gemara, ad shehu mukav geder me'ar beruchosav. What is this question? It's the Ras Silio explains. When you need 12 for the Machol HaKerem, do you need it to be surrounded? Right, we said you have to have it's the perimeter surrounding area. Going back to, let's say, the Tanakhama's definition. Do you need it to be surrounded by walls on all four sides? Or even only one side? Right? Achi Mukav Gedemi Arba Ruchosav. Do you need to be surrounded by all four sides to have this halacha kick in of you need 12 amos between? The Gemara says, no, you don't. Min mad tanina and bein shnei kramim. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda's definition of Machol HaKerem was between two vineyards. It doesn't sound like he's talking about a case where you have four vineyards surrounding the middle one. So hada amra filo meiruch achas. So just like Rabbi Yehuda seems to be talking about a case, his definition of Machol is only from two sides. So to the Rabbanan, we would assume that they argue and say two sides is good enough, it doesn't have to be surrounded by all four. Right, the assumption is, an important assumption, whenever you have a machlokas tanoim, we try to distill and find the nekuda of machlokas. We don't assume that they're arguing about three different things. Right, they're arguing about one thing and they agree about everything else. Sometimes the Gemara says, Lekulei Alma A, B, and C. The machlokas is about this. Right, everybody agrees, Lulav Sarachegen, and everybody agrees, and the machlokas is about this. So here too, the Gemara is assuming that if Rabbi Yehuda says that the Machol is only on two sides, so to the Rabbanan Lechora would only require it even on one side, meaning not on all four sides. Fine. So what about the next question? Achu mukav geder kolos or ruach? Does it have to go? Does the fence have to go the whole way? So fine, you only need it on the halacha would apply even if you only have a wall on one side of the kerem. Do you need it to go the whole distance of that wall? The whole distance of that vine, of that row? or even just a section of that row. If you have a wall parallel to the section of that row, that would be good enough. So Nishmina ben Adam. So maybe you learn it from the following. Damar Rav Zira, Rav Yosef, B'shem Rav Masna. Rav Masna says, Ein zanav lekerem gadol, v'lo machal lekerem katan. What does that mean? Ein zanav lekerem gadol. Imagine, I think we mentioned this before, the classic case of a vineyard, Beis Hillel. You have two rows, you have three vines, and then two vines. Two and two are next to each other, and you have one vine sticking out. That's called the zanav, the tail of the kerem. That's called the tail of the kerem. Those five, that's all kerem, because that little tail is significant. You need at least five. So if you didn't have that tail, it wouldn't be a kerem. So that tail has the same halacha as the rest of the kerem. You have to have four amos away from the tail. But says Rav Masna, if you have a huge vineyard, you have 100 vines, and then you have one little sticking out. You have 50 and 50. You have one sticking out, that's treated just as one individual vine, and you only need six tefachim from there. Because you see, it's not really part of it. It's sticking out. If it's only five vines, then you need it to make it into a kerem. Then you have the halacha of zanav. But ain't zanav a kerem gadol. Why? She'iyat tazakuklo, you don't need it. But what the other half is what is important for us. V'lo machol akerem katan. But a smaller, there's no machol, meaning the halachas of machol, where you need four amos between the kerem and the wall, that chumrah, that doesn't apply to a kerem katan. Why? Lo ser chutza lo yosem itocho. Because then it would come out that you would need 12 amos between the kerem and the wall, like the regular halacha machol. But between, if you only have, let's say, two rows, how much space do you need between the vines? That's the mishnah we saw, Daf Mem Beis. We saw this a couple of days ago. Eight tefachim, eight amos. So all you would need, as long as you had eight amos between the two rows, you'd be able to plant there. But one second. So within the kerem, as long as you have eight amos inside, you can plant there. But outside the kerem, between the kerem and the wall, you need at least 12 amos. Doesn't make sense. It should be more chamor inside the kerem. So that's why the Gemara says, that's why Rav Masna says, tocha shmona v'chutz lo shnei mesrei. That doesn't make sense. So therefore, the whole idea of a halacha machol does not apply to a kerem katan. Ve'ezeo kerem katan, what is a small kerem? Shalosh kedega shalosh. If you only have two rows, you have three and three. Just uses that example. If you have two rows, they would apply. But a shalosh, keneged shalosh, keneged shalosh. But once you have three rows, then yesh lo machol, then the halacha would apply that you need 12 amos from the kerem to the wall. Why? Because then the illogical structure and approach wouldn't apply. Because we saw on Daf Mem Beis, once you have three rows, then you need 16 space. Right, now it goes more. If you only have two rows to make a kerem, then eight is the max. But if you have three rows, right, that we saw that on Daf Mem Beis, so then you would need 16. So then that's fine. 12 to the wall and 16 within. So then the logic makes sense. But the Gemara just ends off. Amar Reb Zeira, oh, okay, but what do you see from here? You don't really see this from here. It's not a raya, but Reb Zeira says, what do you see from here? Once you have three in a row, their significance. So hada amra asa pasek keneged shalosh kvanim yesh lo machol. So too, if your wall is only keneged three of the vines in the row, that's significant enough and would obligate you to have the halachas of machol akerem in between the kerem and the wall. So again, it's not a raya, the mafarshim point out, but Reb Zeira says, if you see from here that three vines in a row are significant, so therefore if you have a wall parallel to those three vines, then the halacha machol akerem would apply as well. Okay, there's more, but we'll stop here. Hashem will continue next time here in the fourth parak of Kilayim.